Let's read the scriptures together.
我们一起来读今天的经文.
Let's read Chinese first and then English.
先读中文，再读英文.
请路加福音5章17到20节。 有一天，耶稣教训人，有法利赛人和教法师在旁边坐着，他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太并耶路撒冷来的，主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。有人用褥子抬着一个摊子，要抬进去放在耶稣面前，却因人多，寻不出法子抬进去。 就上了房顶，从瓦间把他连褥子坠到当中。正在耶稣面前，耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。” Let's read in English. Luke chapter 5:17-20. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the hilltop and laid him down with his bed, through the tiring into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to them, Man, your sins are forgiven you. 大家请坐. Please be seated. 求神祝福每一位恭读他话语的人.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
今天我们一同来思想的题目叫做看见非常的事.
Today our topic is seeing incredible things.
我记得我 多年以前，第一次看到这九个点的这个puzzle的时候，
I remember many years ago, the first time I saw the 9-dot puzzle.
I spent a lot of time.
我花好多时间
try to solve that puzzle.
想要解决这个puzzle.
But I think that's just, there's no way to do this.
就觉得这是没办法的事.
And then finally, I saw the solution.
然后我终于看到了那个解决方式.
I thought, wow, that's incredible.
就觉得哇，这好厉害。
今天我们看的这段圣经当中，有人也看见了非常的事。
But today, in today's passage, we also see something truly incredible.
等一下我们会读下一半的经文，那里面就有这句话。
In a moment, we'll read the second half of this passage, which has this phrase, incredible things.
我们进入了五月份。Now
we're about to start the month of May.
时间过得很快。
And time is passing really quickly.
那么我们今年呢已经过去三分之一，我们叫教会的主题是领人归主。
Now we've already gone through the first third of this year, and we know that the church theme for this year is to bring people to Christ.
求神帮助我们，千万要记得圣经当中告诉我们要高举耶稣，才能吸引万人归向他。
And we must remember, as Scripture says, we must glorify God if we are to bring people to Him.
在约翰福音12章第32节那里。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus specifically says,
但我们知道本来这个把耶稣举起来，人子被举起来，指的是耶稣被钉上十字架。
Now we know when it says that the Son of Man must be lifted up, what it's really referencing is Jesus being nailed to the cross.
但是这里有两重的意思。
But here there's really two meanings.
今天对我们来说，十字架已经不再是一个羞辱、失败，一个黑暗、死亡的一个记号。
To us today, the cross no longer represents shame and failure and death.
而是一个得胜、一个荣耀的记号。Instead,
it's really a symbol of triumph and of glory.
看我们这个台上，左右这里有多少个十字架。
If we look here on the stage, how many crosses we already have up here?
那边有三个，墙上一个，这里还有一个。
We have three over here, one on the wall and one in front of me.
每一个十字架都提醒我们。To
pick up our cross is a reminder.
我们要把主耶稣基督高举起来。So
we need to glorify God, or Jesus.
人会被吸引来归向他。Then
people will be brought to him.
那么我们如何领人归主？
So how do we bring people to the Lord?
所以在五月份的时候，我们全教会主日讲台将要传讲一个小小的系列信息。
So for the month of May, we're going to be having a short series.
我们来讲耶稣。
We'll be speaking of Jesus.
耶稣所行的神迹。
Specifically the miracles that he has done.
那么在下半年的时候。
And then in the second half of the year.
我们也会用两个月的时间。
We'll be spending 2 months.
我们会讲另外的一个小小的系列，一个季度一个月。
We will be having another very short series.
叫做耶稣所讲的比喻。
Called the parables of Jesus.
我们来思想耶稣的神迹，也思想耶稣的比喻，他的教导。
So we'll be considering the miracles of Jesus and the teachings, the parables of Jesus.
因此，让我们能够更深的认识主，也能够来更多的效法主。
So we might better understand the Lord, and that we might better follow Him.
也让我们每一次在传福音的时候，包括在我们教会的讲台上面，让我们永远的高举，荣耀我们的主耶稣基督。
That when we are sharing the gospel, whether on our own or from the pulpit, that we may always be glorifying to God.
说到耶稣所行的神迹和耶稣所讲的比喻。
When we're speaking of the miracles that Jesus did and the parables that he spoke.
有一位非常有名的解经家，有人说他是解经王子，叫 Campbell Morgan.
There's one really very famous theologian. Some would call him the prince of theologians, named Campbell Morgan.
他讲过一句很有意思的话。
And he said something very interesting.
他说耶稣讲的每个比喻都是教导的神迹。
He said that every parable of Jesus was a miracle of instruction.
耶稣所行的每个神迹都是教导的比喻。
And he said every miracle Jesus performed was a parable of instruction.
有点绕啊。
It's a little bit difficult to say.
我们要花点时间去想。
Let's think about this for a moment.
但其实你想想，你发现真的是很有道理。
But if you think about it, you realize it really does make a lot of sense.
在每个神迹的后面。
Behind every miracle.
求神帮助我们看到神真正要教导我们的。
We ask that God might show us what he really wants to teach us.
今天我们绝不是单单只关注神迹奇事而已。
Today we're not fully concerned with miracles and revelation.
我们相信今天神仍然行神迹。
We believe that God still does perform miracles.
我也可以给大家做见证，在跟随主的这些年日当中，我经历许多的神迹。
And I myself could also witness that I myself, in the course of serving God, have encountered miracles.
主怜悯，等一下我稍稍的做一点小小的见证，你可能不觉得这是神迹，没有关系。
Hopefully, I will then be able to testify to some of these things. If you don't consider the miracles, that's fine.
但是我们一定要在神迹后面要看到 instruction.
But we must be able to see what's the instruction, what the teaching is that sits behind the miracle.
我们先来看这段经文。
Let's first look at this passage.
刚才我们已经读过，我们不再重复。
We read it before, so we won't read it again.
那么在这里呢，有一些不同的人。
So in this case, there are several different people present.
首先当然有主耶稣。
So first of all, obviously you have Jesus himself.
还有一大群的听众，许多的这个众人。
And then you also have a large group of people there listening.
那么在这个众人听众当中呢，有一群是法利赛人和教法师。
And some of the people there are Pharisees and teachers of the law.
在我们讲到耶稣的生平当中，我们一定会常常的遇到讲到这样一群的人。
And when we talk about the life of Jesus, we'll frequently bring up these people.
他们常常的抵挡耶稣。
They're frequently resisting Jesus.
但是大家注意，并不是圣经当中每一个法利赛人都是不好的。
But it's worth mentioning, not every Pharisee in the Bible is evil.
也许有机会以后我们来讲一讲圣经当中的好法利赛人。
Maybe when we have a chance, we'll look at the good Pharisees of the Bible.
但是这群的法利赛人，他们来听耶稣讲道。
This group of Pharisees says they're coming to hear from Jesus.
可是他们所关注，他们所看的这个侧重点有点的不一样。
But what they're concerned with, their focal point is a little different.
那么除了这些人，还有来了一群不速之客。
But aside from that, there are also some people who are uninvited.
有一个瘫子。
There's a paralyzed man.
还有他的一群的朋友们。
And then a bunch of his friends.
要抬着一个瘫子来求耶稣的医治。
And they're bringing the paralyzed man to want to ask Jesus for healing.
那么后面当然我们还看到还有刚才我们讲到所有这些人他们的一个反应。
And then in addition, as we mentioned earlier, you also have an entire crowd and their reaction.
我们一个一个来看。
So let's look at all these things.
瘫子和他的朋友们看到了什么？
What does the paralytic and his friends see?
文士和法利赛人他们看到的是什么？
What do the scribes and the Pharisees see?
耶稣看见了什么？
What did Jesus see?
所有这些人，这些众人他们看见了什么？
What did the entire crowd of people see?
瘫子和他的朋友他们看到耶稣是大有能力的。
So the paralytic and his friends saw that Jesus was very powerful.
这个耶稣能行神迹。
This is a Jesus who could perform miracles. No one else was able to heal the paralytic, but Jesus could have the paralytic get up and walk. It was very interesting what the focus or the perspective of the Pharisees was. So we know that there were not a lot of these people, they were a small group, but they were considered some of the elite of Israel. They really knew the Bible. They were very high-level intellectuals. They were pretty much all graduates of seminary. So they were very familiar with both the teachings of Scripture and also a lot of the traditions that had been passed down by their ancestors. So they were very sensitive to these sorts of issues.
当耶稣说了, 你的罪赦了,
so when Jesus says, your sins have been forgiven,
他们立刻就有一个反应,
they immediately have a reaction.
这是他们所关注的,
this is what they're concerned with.
那么耶稣看见了什么呢?
And what did Jesus see?
哎,我们摆一摆, 后面我们好好的来谈一下这一点。
Well, we'll talk about that later.
那最后众人到底看见了什么呢?
But what did everyone else see?
众人看见了, 就是这句话, 说我们今日看见,
Well, they saw incredible things.
那我们这个今天的题目叫做incredible things.
我们今天就是讲这些稀奇的事。在圣经不同的版本当中，就对这个词有很多不同的翻译。 Now, different translations will translate this term in very different ways.
我们等一下也会给大家来看。In
a moment, we'll talk about that.
在这里。 在我们用的这个 New King James 这个 Bible 当中 还有 American Standard King James 很多的一些传统的版本翻译当中 用的都是 strange things
So a lot of the translations between New King James and American Standard a lot of the more traditional translations will use the term strange
在中文就是奇怪的事
And in Chinese that would be strange
就是很直译这个事情就是太不寻常了
It's a very direct translation. It just means this is something that doesn't usually happen.
那么也有的翻译说是 extraordinary thing.
Then there are also some translations that 很稀奇的事。那这个东西呢是有一点点的，就在翻译上有一点点的这个美化啊，美化。 Now this sort of a translation is a little bit almost Americanized.
哎，比较把它，哎，这个美化不是 Americanized， 是比较positive。 也是美化，就比较把它一个翻译的一个正面的意思啊，很 positive， 哎，extraordinary，great thing，using
extraordinary is a rather positive spin on the original
term。那么也有的这个版本比较什么，比较 paraphrase 的翻译啊，就是说照顾语句通顺性啊，不太管这个原文的意思的这个版本。
And there are also some translations that will use a very paraphrased version that doesn't strictly follow the original meaning of the original Greek. And just use more common terms.
We've never seen things like that.
And they'll just say, we've never seen anything like that.
那么呢,也有版本说, remarkable things, 跟那个 extraordinary有点像。
Then there are also translations that use remarkable, which is kind of similar to extraordinary.
那么我们今天这个题目上我们用的这个词叫做 incredible。
And so today, for our topic, we use the term incredible.
也是有一点的，稍微的，把这个比较 positive 的意思多拿出来一些啊。嗯，也是比较美化的。哈哈哈哈哈。对，难以置信 ，incredible， 很难想象。But
this is something really hard to believe. This is something to hard to imagine could have possibly happened.
当这件事发生以后，众人发出这样一个惊叹。And
once they had happened, everyone who saw it had this kind of a reaction.
为什么？因为这件事情是大家头脑想不通的。
Why? Because this is something that people can't understand, that it doesn't make sense to them.
怎么会一个瘫子瘫在那里，然后突然就能够站起来行走了？
How could it be that someone who's paralyzed is suddenly able to get up and walk?
那么还有一个方面，我们等一下也要看这一群人瘫子和他朋友所做的事情，也是有点奇怪，对不对？
Now there's another aspect we have to look at in a moment. The way that this paralyzed person and his friends acted was also a little strange.
你会突然跑到一个人家里面去。
If you go to someone's house.
然后说对不起啊，我要把你家房顶拆了。
They excuse me, I'm sorry, I want to rip apart your roof.
从房顶上坠一个人下来。
And in fact, I'd like to let someone into your house through your roof.
你说我没有读到把房顶拆啊，刚才要读这个。
And I said, hang on a second, in this account there's no record of them tearing apart the roof.
等一下给大家看, 它的平行经文, 在马可福音第二章当中就清楚讲到,
and in a moment we'll look at the parallel passage in Mark, Matthew 20 where it records this.
好, 我们先来看看, 摊子和他朋友, 他们遇到了什么困难, 好不好?
So first let's look at some of the difficulties that they faced.
你想想, 抬着一个人, 啊, 然后四个脚, 拿了一个就是担架吧, 就是担架吧, 这是很不容易的, 要占的面积很大。
And so when they're carrying the paralytic on a stretcher, the stretcher is not very easy, and it takes up a lot of space.
You
have to be careful not to flip them over. And the house where Jesus was at was already super, super crowded.
主耶稣是极其的有魅力啊，很多人，这个常常是成百上千的人就来围着来听耶稣的教训。
And you know that Jesus was very popular at this time, and so it was usual to have thousands of people surrounding him.
那一个屋子怎么能够容得下这么多的人呢?
How in the world could you get so many people in that room?
那你现在四个，至少我就说四个人吧，我猜啊，然后抬着一个摊子，然后你好像穿过这么多的这个众人，这实在是有点太困难了。
And so presumably, let's just say for the sake of argument, you have four people there carrying the pallet. And they have to get through that huge crowd of people, that's incredibly difficult. And so if you find this hard to imagine, imagine New Year's party in China.
我们在座我相信大概应该有一半的人啊，年轻人不算哈，应该有一半的人，至少一半人坐过以前那种绿皮火车吧。
I'm sure that at least half of those here who are slightly older have been in the green trains in China.
啊, 这个, 所以, 春运啊, 就是, 春节以前的这个交通运输。
And so this is the great migration that happens before Chinese New Year.
啊, 有人说这是人类历史上最大的, 每一年都会发生, 但是人类上最大的这个 migration, 这个人口迁移。
And so people say this is the greatest migration of humans that happens every year in history.
我记得以前, 啊, 小时候在国内, 这个, 坐那个春运的那个火车, 椅子底下都是人啊。
I remember when I was young and I was on these trains that there would even be people sitting underneath the seat.
热水间里面连厕所里面都是人。
But there'd be people stuffed inside of the bathrooms and inside of the heating areas.
对，我们那个弟兄那时候说，连行李架上都躺着人。
Brother in the back is saying that there'd be people laying on the luggage racks.
那时候我最佩服的是什么呢？就是这个小车卖东西的列车员。
At that time, the person I was most impressed by was the vendors who would go through the trains pushing a little cart.
啊，往那个东北那个借光借光借光。
Up in the north, they'd be going along hawking what they had to sell.
最挤的时候，那些列车员都没有办法了，小车子都出不来了。
When it was really really crowded, they wouldn't even be able to get through.
啊，那么这个带着摊子来见耶稣的朋友，他们一看，哇，这可怎么办？
And so these people who are carrying this paralyzed person, they run into the situation. They're like, "What should we do?"
进不去啊。
We can't get in.
咱们打道回府吧。
So why don't we go back?
啊，对，我们下次再来吧。
How about we come next time?
哎，对不起啊，现耶稣太忙了。
I'm sorry, right now Jesus is a little too busy.
从人的角度来说，这是件很自然的事情吗？
From the perspective of people, this would be a very natural response.
It's a puzzle, you have a puzzle.
You have a puzzle.
我们没有办法解决。
And we don't have a way to solve it.
那么很自然就是走回头路。So
naturally, you just go back.
在历史上我们看到走回头路的人不少，对不对？
So across history, we see plenty of examples of people turning back.
最有名的当然就是跟着摩西出埃及过红海走旷野那群以色列人了。
Of course, the most famous is the group of Israelites who followed Moses across the Red Sea and into the desert.
每次一看到困难，
As soon as they run into some difficulty.
咱们回埃及去吧。
Okay, let's go back to Egypt.
对不对？那边挺舒服的。
It's really comfortable over there.
啊，虽然是在那边为奴隶。
Even though we are slaves.
可以忍受。
Hey, that we can survive.
都忍了400多年了。
I mean, we've already put up with it for 400 more years.
啊，你虽然是摊子。
Alright, you're a paralytic.
你就躺了那么长时间了。
You've already laid there for a really long time.
啊，你就将就着过吧。
Why don't you just keep laying there for a bit?
那么以色列人他们在旷野当中遇到困难，要走回头路。
Now the Israelites, when they ran into problems in the wilderness, they wanted to go back. I'd like to ask everyone, was that something that the Lord appreciated?
在你我的生命当中,
in our lives, have we ever run into difficulties?
Right at this moment, 现在,
right now, have you run into any difficulties in your life?
如果没有, 我祝贺你。
Now, if you don't have any difficulties, well, then I congratulate you.
如果每个人都说没有，我说我们是一群骗子。
Now, if everyone says they don't have any difficulties, they're probably lying.
现在在我自己的生命当中，我也有困难。
Even in my own life, I have difficulties right now.
但是我们面对困难的时候，我们是一个什么样的态度？
But when we run into these difficulties, how do we face them? What kind of an approach do we have?
是每次遇到困难的时候我们就退缩。
Is it that every time we run into a difficulty, we just turn away from it?
还是我们讲到所谓迎着困难上。
Or do we, in the face of difficulties, move forward and upward?
你知道美国历史上有一位很有名的这个企业家叫 Henry Ford。
There's a really famous engineer manufacturer in American history named Henry Ford.
大家知道现在的这个福特汽车公司。
Everyone knows the Ford Motor Company.
但现在的这个这些不管福特、GM 啊，包括那些日本公司都不太行了，对不对？
But right now, all of these car companies are having a bit of a problem.
现在最牛的是 Tesla.
Right now, the most impressive one is Tesla.
那当年的 Henry Ford 就像是今天的这个 Elon Musk.
But Henry Ford in that time was the same as Henry, as Elon Musk today.
啊，我们知道那时候很有名的 Model T 的那个汽车出来。
We're all very familiar with the famous Model T.
整个对美国人的这个生命生活带来一场革命性的改变。
And there was a revolutionary change in American life.
有一天，这 Henry Ford 突发奇想。
And one day, Henry Ford had this idea.
把他手底下一群工程师找来。
He pulled a bunch of engineers together.
说咱们来做 V8 engine, 八缸的这个发动机。
He said, hey, let's put together a V8 engine.
这工程师跟他说啊，对不起，从来没听说过这个东西。
And the engineers were like, we've never heard of such a thing.
这是不可能啊 ，impossible.
Yeah, this is something that's just impossible.
八个缸同时在这这样的很快速的这个运转啊。
We have eight cylinders all cycling at the same time.
No.
That's not possible.
Henry Ford 说 ，Let's do it.
And Henry Ford said, let's do it anyway.
然后这工程师他们就开始做，刷图纸啊，然后试啊。
And so the engineers started to draw up designs and try to try different approaches.
搞了半年搞不出来。
And they spent about a half a year and they were not successful.
这些工程师跟 Henry Ford 说 ，No, there's no way to do it.
And so the engineers came to Henry Ford and said, "You're not going to be able to do this."
福特说 ，Let's do it.
And Ford said, "Let's do it."
又做又搞了半年。
And so they spent another half year working on design.
不知道多少的图纸，试了又试，失败了又失败。
Don't know how much time, how many diagrams and attempts they went through and they all failed.
搞不出这个八缸的发动机来。
And they just weren't successful with this kind of
engine. 他说我们做不出来。
So he went back to them and were like, "Hey, we can't do this."
Henry Ford said, "Let's do it."
Henry Ford's like, "Let's do it."
他们又去试。
So they went back to the drawing board and tried again.
您猜怎么样
？How do you guys think it went?
福特汽车公司做出来了人类历史上第一台的八缸发动机。
And so Ford came out with the first V8 engine.
到今天已经司空见惯了。
And so at this point, it's a very common configuration.
当我遇到困难的时候
，when we run into difficulties，
我们如果要是说，哎呀，这是一个大山，我们无法逾越。
When we run into a problem, we say, "Hey, this is a huge block. We're not going to be able to get through this."
我们就被这个大山来压垮了。
Well, then we're destroyed by this problem that we're facing.
我们在看这个约书亚记的时候
，when we look at the book of Joshua。
我们也曾经提到，在民数记里面，摩西派十二个探子去窥探迦南地。
In the book of Numbers, it's recorded how Moses sent 12 spies into the land that Israel had spied out.
这十个探子回来报恶信。
Now 10 of them came back and with an evil report.
我们特别还要强调，这十二个探子一个支派挑一个。
And it's worth mentioning that these 12 spies were chosen one from each tribe of Israel.
精英当中的精英，这是特种部队，这属于 Navy SEAL 的级别。
These were the best of the best. These were the Navy SEALs that they had to offer.
啊，最棒的侦察兵。
These were the most impressive amongst them.
回来说 ，We ain't go there.
And they come back and they say, "We're not going in there."
咱甭去那儿了。
It's too hard.
说那个地方有巨人，亚纳族人。
They say the sons of Anakin are there. There are giants there.
然后就讲了一句话。
Then they said,
说在我们眼中，在我们眼中看他们，我们像蚂蚱一样。
As soon as we go there, we look like grasshoppers in our own sight.
然后他们看我们也像蚂蚱一样。
And when they look at us, they think that we are grasshoppers.
你在困难面前，你一看这困难，你说我像个蚂蚱。
When you see a difficulty and you look at yourself, you're like, "Oh, I'm just a grasshopper."
那然后 it's guaranteed 人家看你一定像蚂蚱。
Then it's a guarantee that others will also see you, and the difficulty will also see you as a grasshopper.
历史上还有一件很有意思的事情。
Now there's another very interesting event that happened in history.
以前的这个电灯泡呢？就是玻璃的这种白炽灯泡。
In the past, Oh, all light bulbs are incandescent light bulbs.
那么后来呢，有人就说啊，有个这个电灯泡公司就说，我们能不能把这个电灯泡的里面做成这个 frosted 的，就是这种磨砂玻璃。
And so then a group of engineers at a light bulb company said, hey, would we be able to make these glass bulbs frosted?
后来他们说这个是不可能的。
And then he said, this is impossible.
啊，这个从技术上、工艺上，怎么想也不可能。
Whether from design or from engineering or from production, this is just not possible.
然后你交给一个group去做一做吧。
He said, well, let's give it a try.
这group里的这个工程师也都知道这件事情做不出来。
And so this entire group of engineers tasked with this knew that it really couldn't be done.
然后呢，这group正好来了一个新人。
And just so happened that there was a new engineer, a new member who came and joined this team.
哎，这个工程师的名字有名有姓都留下来。
And this particular engineer, his name and even his last name is recorded.
这个新人呢，他不知道大家这个已经做了很多说这件事不可能。
So he came in and he didn't know that everyone had already agreed that it was impossible.
然后这初生牛犊不怕虎。
And so, as a newcomer, he wasn't afraid of danger.
组里面人就给他让他做。
And so the group was like, hey, why don't we give this bad project to him?
别人都不知道怎么说，你上来就把这个给你做。
He's like, hey, we can't do it, but why don't we hand it off to him?
结果没想到。
And then what they couldn't have imagined.
他把这件事给做出来了。
That he was actually successful.
从灯泡里面，然后把这个灯泡做成是磨砂的。
And was able to frost the inside of the glass bulb.
而且这个做磨砂呢，因为它有很多细小的、微微的这些的坑洼。
Because there's a whole series of very, very small caverns in the surface of the glass.
那以前的工艺做磨砂玻璃，细小的磨砂呢，它是那种尖锐的，所以这个玻璃的这个强度就不够了。
Previous frostings of glass would use very sharp edges in those tiny canyons and valleys, and that would lead to the glass to not be strong enough.
这个年轻人不单是从里面做成了，而且他把那些所有的那些小的坑洼做成都是圆的。
What he did was he not only was successful in doing it on the inside of the bulb, but he also made all of those little valleys round.
那只有一个原因，他做成了。
There's only one reason he was able to do this.
就是因为他不知道这件事情是不可能的。
It was only because he didn't know that this was an impossibility.
那好了，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你说牧师给我们讲心灵鸡汤了。
And so he said, wow, the pastor is preaching a lot of chicken soup for the soul.
我知道在这个世界上有很多人能够讲的是这些故事能够讲很多。
I know that there are many people on earth who can share a lot of these kind of stories.
然后我们就打气啊。
And so it feels like you're getting encouraged and recharged.
I can do it.
Like I can do it.
但是我们弟兄姊妹请大家一定要注意。
But brothers and sisters, please notice.
我们刚才讲到，在耶稣这个神迹当中，整个故事里面，我们要看到这个 message.
We want to see what the message is of this miracle that Jesus performed.
这个瘫子和他的朋友这个信心所在。
The faith of this paralyzed person, of this paralytic and his friends.
第一点，不错，他们不放弃，不回头。
So first, yes, they didn't give up, they didn't turn back.
第二点，他们是在盒子外面去思想。
And secondly, they did think outside the box.
但是他们的盒子外面的思想不大一样。
But the nature of their out-of-the-box thinking was a little different.
我们在这里用一点的寓意解经了。
So let's do a little bit of an interpretation here.
刚才我跟小朋友们有讲了。 So
what I just shared with the little kids before they left.
在这个世界上的所谓的这个盒子外面的思想。
In, on this earth, supposed out-of-the-box thinking.
不过就是二维的。It's
really still just two-dimensional.
在我们人的这个能力的范围之内。
It's still within the realm of what we as human beings are able to do.
Let's push the limit.
It's a question of trying to push our human limits.
但是这一群人,
but this group of people,
他们有一个三维的思想,
they were approaching this from a 3D perspective.
那你说这个灵异的解经，这个寓意的解经怎么去用呢?
Now they said this kind of a feeling-based interpretation, how could we use this?
你在你生命当中,
in your own life.
为什么圣经能够讲到我们四面作难却不被困住？
How is it that the Bible can say that we are surrounded on all sides and yet not surrounded?
你想过吗？
Have we ever considered this?
在当时年代当中，四面被包围了，你就是投降吧。
At that time, if you're a military commander and you're surrounded on all four sides, you might as well just surrender.
周围的敌人是如此的强大。
If those around you are that strong,
我们已经没有希望了。
There's no more hope.
但是你往上看。
But if you look up,
当你从三维的角度从上面去看的时候，你发现不一样。
When you look at it from a 3D perspective, when you look at it from above, then it's a little different.
我非常喜欢一句话是 当你往上看，你会发现在乌云笼罩在这个底下。
So one phrase I really like is that when you look up, you will see that underneath the clouds,
好像一片的绝望。
It looks like complete despair.
可是神却在乌云之上。
But God is above the clouds.
他是掌管太阳的主。
And He is the Lord of the sunshine.
那么这些人他们就做了一件事情。
So these people, they did something.
做了一件非常的事情，不可思议的事情。
They did something incredible, something outside of what would be expected.
一个信心的行动。
Something that required faith.
他们真的把房顶给拆了。
So they really did break through the roof.
马可福音第二章第四节当中也清楚地讲到。
In Mark chapter 2, it specifically states.
我如果要是这帮人，我心里就会想啊。
Now if I was this group of people, I wouldn't even thought of this.
那如果最后要是不得医治，可怎么办啊？
If in the end the paralytic isn't healed, what then?
不单是我要赔人家的房顶。
Not only do I have to pay for the roof I destroyed.
房顶反正你肯定得赔。
I mean, either way, I'm going to have to pay for that.
但是这也太丢人了。
But this is also a very embarrassing situation.
而你会被人骂呀。
And everyone will be yelling at you.
你为什么要做这个事情？
Because like, why did you do something like this?
这是信心的所在。
This is where faith comes into play.
信心不是 two dimension, 信心是 three dimension.
Faith is not two dimensional, faith is three dimensional.
或者有人说是 n 维的，超越的。
Perhaps it's infinite dimensions.
就姊妹们，很多时候在我们生命当中，我们觉得太难了。
Frequently in our own lives, we feel like something is too difficult.
在我们侍奉当中，我们觉得很多事情好像是 impossible, 太难了。
In serving God, we feel like a lot of what we do is just too hard.
但是，在神没有难成的事。
But with the Lord, there is nothing impossible.
这个教堂在 Augusta, Georgia.
This particular church is in Augusta, Georgia.
这是多年以前我听一位老牧师，我们华人教会他们中的老前辈沈保罗牧师讲了一个故事。
Many years ago, I heard Pastor 沈保罗 who was an older Chinese pastor, share with me.
我读的是浸信会的神学院，我不知道这个故事。
So I was in an SBC seminary, but I still didn't hear about this. Southern Baptist Convention Seminary, but I still didn't hear about this.
他说在1845年的时候。
He said back in 1845.
有327位各个浸信会的代表聚集在这个教堂里。
That there were 327 delegates from all across the SBC.
他们一起开会。
And they were holding meetings.
然后来这个探讨一件很重要的事情。
And they were discussing something very important.
什么事情呢？就是成立后来大名鼎鼎的美南浸信会。
They were wanting to establish the Southern Baptist Convention.
到现在大概40,000间的教会。
And at this point, you're about 40,000 churches.
全美国可能1,400,000-1,500,000信徒。
All across the America, you probably have 100,000 or 150,000 believers.
第一次开会只是300多个人。
And the first meeting was just 127.
然后在那一次会议当中。
And in that first meeting,
有人记录这些会议，说这些人是一群什么样的人呢
？And when they were taking the minutes, they were saying, "What kind of people are these?"
So men who see the invisible.
就是说那些看到看不见的。
Hear the inaudible.
听见听不到的。
Believe the incredible.
相信不可思议的。
And think the unthinkable.
思想不可思议的事。
据说这段话刻在那个教堂里面。
And it said that this phrase is actually carved into the wall of the church.
作为一个纪念。
As a commemoration.
到今天美南浸信会成为全美国差派宣教士最多的这样的差派。
At this point, the Southern Baptist Convention sends out more missionaries than any other group in America.
因为我到国内很多地方去，他们都讲，我们这边以前最早的这个教会就是美南浸信会的宣教士在这里传福音建立的工作。
Even when I was in China, a lot of the places I would go, they would say the earliest missionaries who came here were Southern Baptist Convention.
一开始没有人能够想到神通过我们能够成就如此的事情。
At the very beginning, no one could have imagined what God would have been able to do through these people.
但是请大家一定要注意一点。
Let's pay attention to one note.
就像刚才我们所唱的这首歌里所讲到的。
Just as the song we just sang said.
并不是我们，而是他能够通过我们做成。
It's not what we do, but what God does through us.
这一群人，他们把这个摊子抬过来求耶稣的医治。
So these poor people who brought the paralyzed person to Jesus.
若不是他们坚定相信耶稣能够做成。
If it wasn't that they really truly believed that Jesus would be able to do it.
而只是人自己的莽撞说我们要做。
And instead it was just their own confidence saying, hey, we got to do this.
那你们就惨了。
Then it really would have been a disaster.
提摩太前书六章第十六节。 1 Timothy 6:16.
Who says that he who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light.
是人未曾看见,
one whom no man has seen.
也是不能看见的,
or even can see.
要将他显明出来,
to make him revealed.
但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他,
to him be honor and everlasting power.
Amen.
Amen.
是我们的主耶稣基督,
this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他自己彰显神的大能，他自己就是神。
He himself reveals power. He himself is God.
他是我们信心的对象,
and he is the one whom we have faith in.
他是也是我们能够看见非常的事的原因。
He is also the reason we are able to see incredible things.
我在这里稍微给大家分享一点点这个领人归主的见证。
So here I'll just share a little bit about my own testimony of bringing people to Christ.
求主怜悯靠神的恩典。
Through the grace of God and by His mercy.
在年初的时候我曾经和大家分享。
I've shared before with the members here.
我说领人归主作为传道人要做出个榜样来。
I said, well, I as the leader should be one to set an example in terms of bringing people to Christ.
在这一年当中盼望能够带40个人信主。
So I hope over the course of this year to be able to bring 40 people to the Lord.
这个人数并不是最重要的。
The actual number is not really what matters.
这更不是为着人自己的,
and it's not really for my own glory.
但是这表明我们在主面前心智,
but this is just a representation of my own commitment before God.
和对灵魂的一个负担,
and my own burden for souls.
那么感谢神啊,
praise the Lord.
过去这4个月当中,
that across the last 4 months,
我这个粗粗的计算一下不是很准确的, 大约可能 带了19到20个人,
when I was roughly calculating, and this is not an exact number, I've been able to pray the sinner's prayer with 18 to 20 people.
我绝对要讲明,这每一个做了学识祷告的,并不一定每一个都清楚地重生得救。
And I definitely need to make it really clear here that that not necessarily every single one of these people who prayed the sinner's prayer were necessarily truly saved.
虽然我们尽一切的努力把福音要给对方讲清楚,
even though we do our best to accurately and clearly share the gospel with them.
那么上一个周末呢,
so last week,
有些弟兄姊妹知道我非常忙,
so some brothers and sisters know I was super busy.
一个周末要讲5次,
so over the course of 1 weekend, I had 5 talks I'd do together.
礼拜天讲到在主日学,
so on Sunday, I had to preach and then leave Sunday school.
然后礼拜五晚上给团契讲一堂信息,信息之后夜里10点半开始再讲一堂的布道会。
And so then on Friday, I had to share with a small group, and then after that, at 10 o'clock, I had to start another sharing meeting.
然后礼拜六晚上再讲一堂。
And then on Saturday, I was speaking again.
因为是加拿大西部有一个巡回布道,本来是要in-person去的, 但是因为疫情的关系,改在线上。
Because there was a group meeting in Canada who was originally going to be meeting in person, but then because of the pandemic, transitioned to a virtual setting.
我也非常的谢谢知道弟兄姊妹在为我祷告。
And I really want to thank all the brothers and sisters who were praying for me.
上个周末就看到有30个人信了主。
And so last week we were able to see 30 people come to the Lord.
然后这个周末呢,稍微的轻松一点了。
And so this weekend's a little more relaxed.
这个加拿大西部巡回布道还只剩下一场了。
So we only have one more talk for the Canadian group.
就在昨天晚上。
And so last night.
那这个昨天晚上的之前呢,又有聚会。
And so last night, before the meeting itself, there was another meeting.
然后聚会完了要准备这个讲道的是晚上9点半开始。
And so we had to prepare for this one, which was starting at 9:30 at night.
大约在9点左右的时候,我的肚子痛得不得了。
And so at about 9 o'clock, my stomach started to really, really hurt.
就痛到一个地步,浑身在那就冒冷汗。
Like hurting to the point where I was sweating and shaking all over.
当时我就跟我太太跟孩子们说,你们赶快为我祷告。
And so at that point, I said to my wife and to my kids, please pray for me.
我很可能都讲不了了。
It's quite possible I won't be able to share.
或者讲到一半我可能就要离开。
Or maybe I'll share a little bit and then have to leave.
不是离开这个世界啊。如果讲到的时候能够讲到讲一半离开世界,那是传道人的大福气。
I'm not saying I would have passed away halfway through the talk.
那可能肚子不行。
But my stomach just would have been too bad and I would have had to stop.
大家祷告。
And so we started praying.
9点上去,然后唱诗歌, 介绍等等的, 10点钟, 我看表, 今天就是,
and so I looked at the program and at 9:30, you know, you're gonna have songs and so on. It wasn't until 10 o'clock before I'd have to start to talk.
讲一个小时,
and I'd be talking for 1 hour.
然后后面还有呼召,
and then after that, there'd be a call and response.
啊, 然后呼召后面, 然后又回答问题, 还有回答问题,
and then there'd be Q&A.
啊, 然后这个总工人再有报告,
and then there'd also be announcements after that.
这些全都下来已经都快午夜, 快一天半夜了。
Now by the time all that was done, you'd be looking at almost midnight.
但是真的很奇妙的事情。
But it really was amazing.
到时自己已经是最难受的时候。
The time when I myself felt like I was hurting really, really bad.
站在那边心里只有祷告主啊求你怜悯我真的没办法。
At that point, there was nothing for me to do but pray, Lord, please have mercy on me.
大家在那里一起唱诗歌，那么时间真是上前前后半个小时，我就开始慢慢我就感觉不到这个肚子痛。
And so as they're singing there, and they really did sing for a full half hour, suddenly I started to feel the pain in my stomach going away.
到最后全都结束了，差不多到昨天半夜了，我发现我也没事了。And
by the time it all ended and it was about midnight, I realized I was fine.
所以今天我还能够来跟大家分享信息。And
so today I'm still able to come and to preach.
感谢神。
And so thank you, Lord.
昨天是加拿大这个山地，山家的人不像。 在西部,温哥华地区很多的教会,那么多,但昨天晚上又有20多个人信主。
And so yesterday it was over in the Mountain Time region of Canada. So the number of people attending was not as great, but there were still about 20 people who came and made a profession.
我只能够打心底里面说,感谢赞美神。
And so I can only say in a truly heartfelt fashion, thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
都是神的能力,都是神的荣耀。
But it's all to the glory of the God. It's all by God and all to His glory.
我就想到2020年6月底我们一家刚搬来北卡的时候。
Makes me think of the end of 2020 when we had just moved to North Carolina.
本来我答应这个就是在New Jersey有一个生之追寻福音营。
And so I had agreed with a camp in New Jersey called the Closet and Quest for Life Gospel Camp.
不是这个Closet是。 本来他们是五月底就去讲，讲完以后我就来北卡。后来因为疫情推到什么时候呢？ July 4th weekend.
And then because of the pandemic, it got pushed to July 4th.
那时候我们一家把这个车子开过来，然后这个家具后来隔了一两天才运过来。
And so we all drove over, and then a couple days later, the furniture was sent over.
到最后来了以后，然后确定搬家公司什么时候可以帮我们去unload这些的这个卸这些家具往家里搬呢？
And so by the time we had gotten it all nailed down for when the furniture moving company would be able to move stuff into our house,
就是我在那个生之之心福音营讲到那天。
Was the same day when I was at the Quest for Life Gospel Camp.
我说这可怎么办啊？
So I was thinking, what should we do?
哎，我们刚搬来的时候家里什么都没有，然后一来了这个家里乱七八糟。
So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Like, I've just moved here. There's nothing here, and then everything gets dumped in the living room.
我只能够躲在卧室的一个closet里面。
So the only thing I can do is hide in the closet in the bedroom.
摆了一张小小的折叠桌，然后椅子就靠这个墙，然后对着一面，这个后面就是白墙，就这样讲到。
So all I can do is stand there with a little desk in front of me and the white wall of the closet behind me to preach.
外面，然后一堆工人楼上楼下对我太太是指挥，我就不管。
And so then all the movers and so on, that was my wife's responsibility and I didn't pay attention to it.
就是这样的，就是讲这个福音。
And so it was in this kind of a setting that I was preaching.
那时候自己整个方面体力也是累得不得了。
In that kind of a setting, I was really, really tired.
刚搬来没几天。Because
I just moved there a couple days ago.
后来结束以后，福音的同工告诉我们。
So after it concluded, some of the workers there said to me,
就是各位的讲员一起的服侍单，那一次他就没有专题的信息了。
So that time there were multiple speakers and there wasn't a single topic.
但是同工们一起的这个配搭和服侍。
But the co-workers working together and helping.
他们说是在福音这个福音的历史当中是信徒比例最高的一次。
They said it was the highest proportion of people who made a profession of faith in the history of the camp.
但我听到以后仍然是把一切荣耀归给主。
And when I heard that, I really had to give all the glory to God.
我知道这样一个很不配的这样一个很有限的软弱的这么一个仆人。
Because I was one who was not worthy and I was a very weak servant.
我肯把自己摆在主的手里面。
So I was willing to put myself in God's hands.
神能够通过我们做成他要做的非常的事。
And God is able to do through us the incredible things he wants to do.
我很少讲这些事情，好像讲完了再夸耀一样，但不是，真的不是。
When I really speak about these things, when I speak about them, it sounds like I'm boasting. That's really not the case.
弟兄姊妹，主要的是我们的信心。
Brothers and sisters, the main thing is our faith.
那我们信心的果效，在这样一个福音的环境当中，我们继续往下看，有一句非常重要的话。
Now the consequences, the fruit of our faith. Let us see what follows in this passage. There's one phrase that's really important.
主耶稣看见他们的信心，然后对摊子说一句话，说你的罪赦了。
Jesus sees their faith and then says to the paralytic man, "Your sins are forgiven."
弟兄姊妹，我们讲的绝对不是心灵鸡汤。
Brothers and sisters, what we're saying is not spiritual chicken soup for the soul.
绝对不是靠我们自己的能力要去做什么样的事情。
It's not something that we're doing in our own power.
也绝不是为我们自己的这样的目的那样的目的。
And it's not for some goal that we have.
福音乃是悔改赦罪之道。
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
你经历再多的神迹。
Even if you experience even more miracles.
今天所谓这个全能布道。
The so-called
power evangelism. 那有一个很大的问题。
There's a major problem there.
就是我要医治。
It's that we want healing.
我要祝福。
We want blessing.
你跟神的关系到底是怎样的？
But what about your own relationship with God?
这个没有人去想。
No one's considering this. This is something that's rarely thought about.
到主的面前经历更深的悔改。
When we come before the Lord, we experience deeper repentance.
给我们传福音也绝不是只是传一个医治的好处。
When we're sharing the gospel, we're not just talking about the benefits of being healed.
而是你的罪要得赦免。
That your sin can be forgiven.
好了，我们要继续往下看。
Let us see what follows.
到底是谁的权柄？
Whose authority was it?
这些文士、法利赛人，他们对圣经很熟悉。
Now the Pharisees were there, and they were very familiar with the Bible.
耶稣说：“你的罪赦。”
And Jesus says, "Your sins have been forgiven."
他们立刻讲了一句话，说除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
They immediately say, "Aside from God, who can forgive sins?"
啊，弟兄姊妹，他讲的对不对？
Now, brothers and sisters, is what they say here correct?
啊，我们在想，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？讲的对不对？
Now, if they say, "Hey, aside from God, who can possibly forgive sins?" Is this right?
这是 theologically very correct. 啊，很正确的。
Yeah, this is very much correct from a theological perspective.
但是然后他们就 get stuck 在那个地方。
But then 他们在那儿就卡住了。
所以就觉得耶稣你不能讲这个话。
And so they felt like, okay, then Jesus can't possibly say something like this.
好吧，他们没有 think outside the box.
So they were not thinking outside the box.
他们怎么不想呢？
Why hadn't they thought?
你说的是对的，可是耶稣就是神哎。
What you're saying is right, only God can forgive sins, but Jesus is God.
他们意识不到这一点，不明白这一点。
This was something they couldn't think of. This was something they did not understand.
耶稣就跟他们讲了，人
子
在地上有赦罪的权利。
The Son of Man has power on earth, has authority on earth to forgive sins.
让这个摊子起来。
And tells the paralytic to get up.
我不单是赦免你的罪。
Not only will I forgive your sins.
也真的医治你的身体。
I will also heal your body.
对不对？从人的角度，你罪赦了，就说一句，这容易。
From the perspective of a man, just saying the thing, "Oh, your sins are forgiven," that's easy to say.
神迹行出来不容易。
But to actually perform a miracle, now that's difficult.
那么今天人看了就，哦，这个一被医治了，这个是 incredible.
Now, when people look and see the paralytic being healed, they see that as incredible.
那我再问，一个人罪被得赦免，是不是 incredible?
I would have to ask, is it not incredible when someone's sins are forgiven?
啊，我们再来问，谁的荣耀？
And again, we have to ask whose glory.
有时候我们很容易，当我们经历稀奇的事情。
Sometimes it's very easy when we encounter incredible things.
My luck.
We think that it's 就是靠着我们
运气，
运气，
对不对 ？My power, 我的能力。
Say that because of my own power.
My wisdom, 我的智慧。
That's my own wisdom.
等等等等，我的人缘。
My own physical ability.
但是这些人，他们知道这个摊子也知道归荣耀给神。
But the crowd there knew, and the paralyzed person himself knew that they should glorify God.
然后他们就说，我们今日看见非常的事了。
And so they said, we have seen strange things today.
弟兄姊妹，我问大家一个问题，我们生命当中是不是经常有神迹呢？
So I'd have to ask everyone a question. Do we regularly see miracles in our lives?
That's a tricky question.
当时很难的一个问题。
你生命当中是不是经常有神迹？
Are there frequently miracles in your life?
百家圣殿是按照定义。
According to the definition of a miracle.
既然是神迹，就一定不经常发生。
if it's a miracle, then it's not something that frequently happens.
如果每天都发生，那怎么是神迹呢？
If it happens every day, it's not a miracle.
那就司空见惯了。
Well, then it's just something that's normal.
不错。
True.
但是另一方面。
But on the other hand,
你知不知道在你的生命当中，每天是有许许多多的神迹。
Every day in your life, there are many, many miracles.
很关键的是，你愿不愿意归荣耀给神。
The most central, the central issue is whether or not you're willing to glorify God.
愿不愿意承认神在你的生命当中有大能的作为？
Are you willing to admit the role of God in your life?
今天在座的每一位基督徒弟兄姊妹们。
Today, every brother and sister here.
你的生命是个神迹啊。
Your life is a miracle.
我们在这里还不是讲说我们人是何等的奇妙，这个宇宙是何等的奇妙，我们可以给大家讲很多很多福音播道的时候讲这些。
And、
没有一件不是神迹。
And here I'm not even talking about the miraculous complexity of life or any of that. That is something that may well be shared in sort of a gospel setting. All of that is a miracle.
我以前学大气空间天文，我可以给大家讲从宇宙的起源、地球的形状，所有这一切，奥妙的不得了。
I used to study atmospheric environment, and so I'd be able to share about the amazing nature of the universe.
但是我要说的是，我们每一个人这么骄傲、自我为中心、充满罪恶的人。居然能够悔改，罪得赦免，生命被改变，这就是神迹。
But I'm speaking about the fact that all of us who are so proud and so full of sin would still be able to repent and believe. This is itself a miracle.
你看到吗？
Can you see it?
在这样一个充满罪恶、黑暗、悖谬的时代当中。
In this kind of a very dark and very evil generation.
我们还能够得蒙保守，还活在神的恩典里面。
We're still able to be protected by God and still live inside of His grace.
今天我们教会还在这里，我们还能够大家一起同心来敬拜。
And here we're able to come together as a church to worship Him together.
这也是神迹。
This is itself a miracle.
教会是一群罪人组成的。
Now the church is made up of sinners.
找到一起不容易啊，对不对？
And bring them together is not easy.
我们大家能够一起彼此相爱，同心的服侍。
To be able to love each other and to serve one another.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
神能够用我们这些人去传福音。
To be able to use us to share the gospel.
摆上我们的时间、精力、金钱。
To be able to spend our time and effort and money.
去带一个人一个人来认识神。
To bring people to God one by one.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
弟兄姊妹们，我们中国有句话叫做"千里马常有，伯乐不常有"。这个有英文。
Oh, Swiss horses are everywhere, but that's not the same as a person who has the judgment to spot them.
我借用一下这句话。我说神迹常有，归荣耀给神不常有。
I would make a modified version of this where I'd say miracles are can be seen often, but the glory is rarely given to God.
有这么一句话叫做小确幸，大家听过吧？
Have you ever heard the phrase like a little faith?
小而确定的幸福 ，the little and
take it for granted
something for sure. 那我说什么叫小而确定幸福？你 take it for granted 吗？你把这个当成理所当然的吗？
Yeah, there's little blessings that you take for granted that you consider are just naturally going to occur.
我们为什么不说每一个小确定加引号的小而确定幸福就是神在我生命当中所行的一个小神迹呢？
Why don't we take each of these small blessings that we can take for granted that we consider certain and consider them small miracles from God?
我们还要求什么神迹？
What other miracle are we looking for?
对，当然我们看到那些特别奇异的事情 ，signs and wonders 啊，我们欢呼雀跃。
Of course, when we see these really amazing things that can be considered signs and wonders, then we would praise God for them.
但我们属灵的眼睛若则可以看啊，看见。
But if our spiritual eyes are open that we can see,
看见非常的事。
Then we can see amazing, incredible things.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我活在神迹里面。
And to say that I live in the midst of miracles.
因为老实讲。
Because if we're going to be honest,
以后我们还会给大家重复这句话，请大家记住。
And later we'll be coming back to this.
老实讲，从信仰的角度来讲
，if we look at this from the perspective of faith,
anything better than hell is grace.
啊，任何超越地狱的就是神的恩典。
大家能够明白吗
？Are we able to understand this?
任何比地狱好的都是神的恩典。
Anything that is better than hell is the result of God's grace.
都是神在我们生命当中的作为。
And that is all the work of God in our lives.
归荣耀给他。
And we ought to glorify Him for it.
我们还求什么？
What else are we asking for?
凭着信心，当然我们相信神会不断的祝福。
Of course we believe that God will always bless us.
但是 right at this moment,
but right now,
我已经感谢主了。
I can already thank God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us. I mean, you pity us.
我们都是一群罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们实在是需要你的赦免。
We need your forgiveness.
主啊，让我们的信心的眼睛看到。
Lord, may the eyes of our faith be opened.
你的救赎大功是何等奇妙。
That we may see the amazingness of the work of your salvation.
主啊，我们每个人是主你自己所做成的杰作。
That each of us are a creation of you.
我们有一口的气息存留，都是你的恩典。
That we may even have a breath as the result of your grace.
其实不信主的人都活在主你自己的恩典和神迹当中。
Lord, even those who do not believe in you live by the fact of your grace and in the midst of your miracles.
更何况今天我们被主的宝血买赎，我们今天在信心里面能够靠信来站立。
Much more today as we live by your grace, may we stand by our faith.
主要加添我们的信心。
Lord, increase our faith.
主要洁净我们里面。
Lord, forgive, Lord, cleanse us.
让我们能够为主做更大的事情。
That we might for the Lord be able to do greater things.
让我们在信心的眼睛里面真的看到那非常的事。
That we might through the eyes of faith be able to see incredible things.
最终把一切荣耀都归给你。
Lord, may we give all of the glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In your name.
Amen.
Amen.